and welcome to Fortune Cookie, the podcast that dives into Chinese and Western culture. My name is Beatrice, also known as Xin Mei.
My name is Tina Chow, and students call me Zhao Lao Shi. Lao Shi is teacher in Chinese. So our topic today is about health. Today we'll talk about the Chinese healthy diet. So have you heard about this, Xin Mei? The more bran you eat, the smarter you become.
The more brain you eat, the smarter. That makes sense, right? More brain in you will give you more brain. But what does
brain
that mean?
Brain power.
Yeah, what does that mean, Ashi?
Meaning that you eat more brain, and then it will basically help your brain to grow better.
Is that what the Chinese culture believes?
Yes, yes. You have never heard about this?
I have. But where does this come from, Ashi? I don't think I've... I think in my head it's always been a belief, but I never questioned where it came from.
Where it came from, I actually really don't know. It came from my parents.
Yeah, I think it's just like a belief.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten any bran and your parents or your family say, this is going to help you be smarter?
Yes, I feel the pig brain just, you know, filling up my brain, and then I get more brain.
So what kind of bran have you ever had, Xin Mei?
I've had pig brain before.
Ooh.
I know. It's real creamy. It's like eating mousse.
Very sorry. I've never eaten bran myself, but I've heard about this saying.
Yes. Yes.
So what's your favorite bran? Like you're a bran expert.
I'm a brain expert. I actually like to eat chicken brain.
Can you describe it a little bit, please?
Chicken brain. So chickens have small heads.
Correct.
Right? So then chicken brain.
Small bites, I guess.
Yeah. Or you take... I remember when I would eat chicken brain. It's funny because when I think about having those chicken dishes at dinner, me and my brother would actually fight to eat the chicken brain.
Oh, so your brother also likes it.
Yeah, we actually like this. And so what we do, we take the head... And we cut open the head, and we take little toothpicks and just dig out the brain and put it in our mouth.
Xin Mei, I really cannot imagine you doing that.
I know. It doesn't fit my image, right?
No, it doesn't. I'm very, very surprised.
Welcome to more of me.
Yes. Thank you for showing that part to all of us.
Yeah. Well, another belief with the Chinese diet is about... This is one of many, but eating fish eye.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, for that, I can say something because when I was a kid, I remember my mom always say, oh, eat more fish eyes. It will help you have a better eyesight and also make you smart. And
just everything.
Every single time when we eat in a restaurant, when there's a fish with a whole fish,
mm-hmm.
with the head and the tail, not like a Western fish, there's only...
Like the meat.
Filet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So... I always eat the fish eye.
Me too.
I love it.
There's a YouTube video of
me. I loved it. I tried to eat it now.
Yeah.
I hate it. I don't know why. The taste bud change or something.
No, you gotta like it now, 老师.
Why?
The older you get, the more you need it.
Oops.
Yeah, but that's definitely the Chinese diet beliefs, I think.
Yes.
Right?
So eating specific part.
Yeah, it's good
will
for that
help.
Part.
Yes.
Right? But in the Western
healthy diet,
it's a little bit different. You know, when I think about the Western diet, or for health more specifically, it revolves around a lot of calorie counting
and science background.
Science backing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, like fruits and vegetables.
Right.
And
lots of fibers.
A lot of fiber. And if anything, a lot of it revolves around raw foods.
Right.
You know, like smoothies are made of, you don't cook the
fruits right.
or vegetables.
Eat the kind of like the original shape of the food, kind of that concept. And I've heard about a study talks about if you eat a raw food, it actually gives you more energy after you cook it.
Oh,
so
really?
If you eat salad, it's better than having maybe stir fry, let's say. So I don't know. I've never really dived into that study, but I've heard about that.
So it basically keeps it in this natural form.
Correct.
Right? Yeah, I think that's a huge thing in the Western culture, mm-hmm. is keeping everything in the natural form and eating it that way.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I've been seeing a lot recently is gluten-free, mm-hmm. and people will eat a gluten-free diet.
Yes.
Have you ever studied about gluten-free? Because for me, that's a very foreign word.
Yeah, to be honest, Lao Shi, for me, I never... Gluten-free and vegan-free weren't words in my
vegan-free. That's a word? Or vegan? Or just vegan.
Just vegan, yeah. Sorry. Vegan and gluten-free.
Yes.
That's something that I've never known in my, like, in my vocabulary until I came to the United States.
The same here. Yes. Yeah,
because from my knowledge, my nephews and nieces here who have, you know, certain allergies, right. that is when they need to take on these diets.
Oh, so they are allergic to gluten?
Something. I really should know more about this. But, yeah.
Because the thing is, I don't know, maybe the people in Taiwan just naturally are not allergic to gluten, or Asian people are not allergic to gluten. Or I don't know what happened, because we have never heard about this word in our food. We never have to have a label and say, this is gluten-free diet, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, when I first came here, it was really a very foreign word for me.
Yeah, me too. And that's, you know, that's part of the, it's more, I believe, part of the Western culture diet than the Chinese diet. Because I'm not even sure, I'm sure there must be a word of it in Chinese.
Gluten?
Right, Lao Shi?
Yes. I've heard about it. It's called mai fu, but it doesn't really... It makes sense because it's a lot of the wheat or maybe flour content product, like food you make from it, noodles or bread or maybe something else. Mm-hmm. So, but vegan, back then, to the vegan you just talked about, Xinmei, yes, we in Taiwan, we do have people because of the belief, the Buddhism. They will be vegetarian.
Yes.
So, you know, it's even more strict than the vegan here.
Oh.
So you want to hear about it?
Yeah. What about it?
So you must know, one thing is they don't eat meat, right? And then they don't eat eggs, right? That's vegan.
Right.
That's Western vegan.
Yeah.
And they don't eat cheese. Mm-hmm. Do vegan eat cheese?
I'm not sure.
So anyway, for the... very strict vegan diet in Taiwan is because of the religion. You cannot eat cheese. You cannot eat any dairy product. Mm-hmm. You can only eat vegetables, basically. And there are even restrictions on vegetables. You cannot eat garlic. Eat onion.
This is for if you're Buddhist?
Yes.
Okay.
Because in Buddhism, they consider those spices are something that it's forbidden. They shouldn't touch it. It will make you have more desire, wanting to do more things that you shouldn't do.
It's based on the beliefs of Buddhism.
Yeah. So if you go to Taiwan, you will actually see a lot of vegetarian restaurants, but it's because of the religion.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's very strict because they don't eat garlic and they don't eat not only the meat, not only the egg, not only the cheese, but also they do not eat garlic and green onion and onion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so but for people like that, they come to the U.S., you thought maybe vegan is already a good fit.
Yeah.
Because I have a friend just visited, and then I took her to eat, and it's really, really hard to pick a restaurant.
Because is she vegetarian?
She's the Buddhist vegetarian, so meaning that she cannot eat all the things I just said about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's... hotter than I thought when we were trying to look for restaurants.
Yeah, but
for
those
her.
Foods are so good.
What kind?
The Buddhist vegetarian dishes.
Oh, you like those fake meat?
It's really good. I love the fake meat, which is good, I think, for me, because then that means I can go vegetarian and it will work for me still.
That's true. But something, because we're talking about health today, Xinmei, so I want to mention that. I don't know if you noticed those fake meat, a lot of them are fried.
Oh,
right.
That so is first, true. That's why it tastes so good.
So first, even though when you're cooking, you're eating it, it's already not fried. But when they made it, it's fried. They prepare it, you know, fried it first. Let's say the meat patty, they probably, the fake one, they probably have to fry it first. And another thing that people in Taiwan has been, like the doctors have been trying to let the people know, is try not to eat so much of those processed food. Because a lot of those are processed because it's from the soy, right? They made from the soybeans. They made it from different kinds of beans to make that and add flavor and all that. So actually, there was a time that the doctors were trying to promote that, oh, just eat less, because Buddhism is a big, it's one of the biggest religion in Taiwan.
It is pretty big. And even it's, I mean, it's big even in the US, but the fact that, you know, those scientific beliefs are being brought up, and that's something that is mentioned when you think about Western diet. When it comes, when the conversation of Western diet starts, they do talk about, you know, keeping away the processed foods and all that.
Right.
I think despite the culture with diet, the idea of eating healthy things and not just processed foods is you know, same across the board for all the cultures.
Right. Yeah. And something I would like to share today with all, everyone, is my grandfather's diet. So my grandfather lived up to 106. He actually passed last year. I was very sad.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Condolences.
Thank you. I really, really love him. Yes. So he had a very, very good lifestyle and healthy diet. Oh, okay. I think since I remember when I was a little girl, his diet is always, in the morning, he will have steamed eggs.
Oh, I love steamed eggs.
Two steamed eggs, or hard-boiled eggs. And also he would have steamed vegetables.
Oh,
every morning, steamed vegetables, and then you will have a cup of hot green tea.
Oh, this, your grandfather should be my best friend, Lao Shi.
Every morning, that's his diet.
Wow.
I've never seen him eating something else for the breakfast, for his breakfast.
Yeah.
And another thing is he always does something called qi gong.
Oh, yes.
It's a little bit different from tai chi.
Right.
It's similar but different. It's not martial arts. It's just a kind of exercise that people, Chinese people, thinks that there's qi, which is like the, it's not the air, it's the
a force
in your body.
Every
person can force that force and you form that force, and you could use that force to turn into a great positive energy in you. And if you do that exercise every day, it's just gonna keep you young and healthy. And I'm not trying to brag or say something. Even when my grandfather passed away last year, he looked like he is probably just 80.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
that's the goal for everyone.
And I remember when he was celebrating his 90-year-old birthday party.
Oh my gosh,
we had a big banquet and we invited a lot of his friends who's still alive.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the things he actually told me is that he doesn't have many friends left when he's growing older and older, because they all passed.
Oh.
Yeah, it's one of the things.
Oh my god, that's the one that's gonna happen. Right. That's when you know.
Yes, Jingmei. So I remember that day when we were looking around, like all my relatives were talking, right? So we say, wow, our grandfather, like we say like that, our grandfather looks really young, because he looks a lot younger than his friends,
right?
Which, who are at his age. So I think healthy diet, healthy lifestyle is really, really important for every individual.
Yeah, I definitely think so too. And with him doing qi gong, it's kind of like that's a huge part of exercise in China to keep healthy. And it's, to me, when I was thinking about it, it was very interesting to notice how qi gong is incorporated into tai chi.
Right.
Tai chi. And that those tai chi movements they tend to be kind of slower.
Really, really slow.
Yeah, really just like calm. It's like, look, if you're looking at water, it's like calm waters. But when I think about exercise in the Western culture, what I think about is more intense workouts.
Yeah.
Like cardio.
Emphasize different things.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's also Chinese culture too. it's interesting that you actually just mentioned the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the water can be very calm, can be very fierce. Like,
yeah.
It could be very different. But I think the background of this Qi Gong or Tai Chi, they are considered as a harmonious
mm-hmm.
Concept.
Well, kind of in
Chinese culture as
yeah.
well. So there's a saying, like, it's called Da Tai Chi, which is doing the Tai Chi.
Yeah.
In our Chinese saying, when people are, maybe you actually don't really want to help this person. Let's say, oh, Xingmei, can you please do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
And you actually don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And the Chinese people will figure out a way to kind of smoothly push it back to you.
Oh.
It's like you're pushing back through Tai Chi.
Mm.
So there's a way to say Da Tai Chi.
It's like a figure of saying.
It's saying like, oh, I am trying just to slowly push this thing
trying to
back,
say no.
But I am very, very nice. I'm very, very indirect.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to push it back to you.
Yeah. That makes sense. Like saying yeah. no by not really saying no.
Yeah. It's just a harmonious thing that Chinese people want to keep.
That's interesting.
In their relationship with people, right?
Yeah.
So.
And it has to do with the looking at the movement of Tai Chi.
Exactly.
Interesting. Yeah, that's definitely not what I think about when I think of exercising for health in the Western culture.
I have one thing I want to mention.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't know, have you heard about this? Everybody's talking about Asian looks younger than Western people.
Yes. People think I'm 12 years old.
people think that I am a lot younger than my age
yes,
as well.
You are very young. Also.
Like when I wanted to purchase alcohol, they would never. They would joke around with my ID.
That's a good compliment, Lao
Shi. Yeah. Yeah, I'll take that. So, Xingmei, I just want to mention this. Do you notice the Western diet? Every meal, in the end, what do we end our? Let's say the course. The end course
dessert.
Will be dessert, right?
Right.
Dessert contents. Sugar. Do you know that sugar is actually the scariest killer to make people age?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Sugar is the thing.
Sugar?
So if you eat a lot of sugar, basically it's just going to deteriorate your skin and your health.
Yeah.
If you don't find a way to let it go out of your body.
Right.
If it stays in, it will be toxic.
There's different ways that sugar can affect your body. I'm sure, like, sugar in itself
can make you hyper,
yeah.
can make you this and that.
Your body can store it.
Yes.
You know, your body can
and
store
it
into the extra
into fat.
Sugar. Yeah, it turns into fat if you don't
yeah.
exercise it off.
Right. So,
yeah.
So, the thing I want to come back with the Asian diet, Xingmei, mm-hmm. is basically a Chinese diet. We do eat dessert,
mm-hmm.
but we probably eat fruits. So, it's like a natural natural sugar.
Right. And
not processed sugar. You see the difference?
Not processed, yeah.
Right? And then even we eat dessert,
yeah.
our dessert is really,
very
really...
It's healthy desserts, actually.
It's comparatively comparatively less sweet.
Yeah.
Would you say it's less sweet?
I would say it is less sweet, yeah.
When I first moved to the States, the thing is... I couldn't eat dessert here. It's
sweet.
For me, it's like I'm scooping a spoon of sugar and put it into my mouth.
It's definitely sweeter. It's definitely... And I believe it's because the Chinese desserts, they come... I'm just thinking about all the desserts. They all come
red
from...
Red beans.
Yeah. They all
green
come...
Green beans.
Yeah. It's like red bean, green bean, yellow bean, or it comes from almond or fruit.
Yeah. It's actually pretty healthy.
Yeah.
Pineapple cake.
Yeah.
You still have fruits in it, right?
Yeah. It's like literally everything that I think... like a traditional Chinese dessert.
Or nuts, right?
Yeah.
Or like a, what is that called? Niu ga tang. Do you know that?
No, what is
that? Like the milky, chewy, kind of like a...
Oh,
nougat.
Nougat?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that has nuts in it.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
I just thought of one thing. When I was back traveling in Vietnam this past winter break, we had the dessert at the end, and there was like durian pudding, and there
durian is also a fruit. Yeah, fiber in it.
Yeah, there's fiber is good for the body. And then another dessert that was there was this bowl of white. What in the name, it was almond whatever. So I was
almond pudding?
No.
Oh, it's not.
No, it was almond something else. Okay. Because what I found out was, I was like, oh, this is so good. And there's all this, you know, gooey whatever jelly thing. And I was like, oh, this is good jelly. So I said, that's frog saliva. And then I was like,
frog saliva?
Frog saliva, which is actually good for collagen, like for your face.
Wait, is it really frog saliva?
It's really frog saliva.
Wow.
I know. And I was thinking, that makes sense, because when you think of frogs, you think of slimy. And the thing I was eating was very slimy.
So that is the same concept as the bird's nest.
Yeah.
It's from the bird's saliva.
Right. Yeah.
Also swallow.
Yes.
That kind of bird.
Exactly.
Swallow.
Yeah. And it is a little weird to have these weird, you know, things in the Asian diet, but I believe
that probably it helps.
Yeah, that's where the benefits come from. If it's from something natural and you're eating it, there must be some benefit behind it.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned something. I think Chinese people like to eat a lot.
Yeah.
And so maybe they think, well, if I'm eating, might as well make it healthy.
Right.
So
that's true.
A lot of the time in Chinese diet, we put Chinese medicine in our food, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you've noticed this, or have you ever personally had this? Let's say when you are not feeling well,
mm-hmm.
probably, I don't know, my mom would do this. She would make chicken soup. And probably she'll put some herbs in it, Chinese herbs.
Yes.
And
like ginseng, red dates.
Or other things.
Yeah.
Or jujube and, you know, different kinds of Chinese herbs. And
mm-hmm. And there's some Chinese herbs that have no English translation to it either.
That's true.
Really,
you just have to say in Chinese.
Yeah, and you just have to point at it, like it looks like this or something.
Tree barks.
Yeah, literally, it just looks like it. There's no name.
Tree branch.
Exactly.
Or grass,
literally.
Different kinds of grass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And That's like Chinese, like in a way, natural, you know, for the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And with Western culture, I believe now the culture is taking a huge, huge direction into the natural path.
Right.
Now, like definitely with a lot of diets coming out, like the keto diet,
paleo diet.
And all these are coming from a place of looking at the body and having things be more natural. And When you get sick in the Western culture compared to the Chinese culture, where, you know, maybe Lao Shi can mention the Chinese medicine, but the Western culture is when I'm around my friends who were born in the United States, brought up here, they automatically go for pills, just like ibuprofen or Advil.
Yeah.
And those are chemicals, like those aren't natural.
Right.
But you know, to each its own, there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Right.
Because that's what we're used to.
That's
but
true.
For me, that's what I'm not used to taking that.
Yeah, I don't like taking it either. But I have to admit that Western medicine is a lot faster.
Yes.
It helps. So in Chinese medicine, things in this way. So they probably will take longer for you. Let's say if you have a cold.
Mm-hmm.
It probably will take longer for you to take Chinese medicine to get cured.
Yes.
However, they're trying to cure you from the root. Like finding out what is the problem and solve it.
That's why it takes so long.
However, Western medicine is basically, the surface problem, I solve it fast.
Mm-hmm. In like an hour.
Yeah. So it's kind of the culture, like fast food comes from Western culture.
Right.
McDonald's and all these brands.
Yeah.
So I think part of the culture, part of the...
Mm-hmm. It's kind of instant, like very fast paced.
Yeah, everything want instant.
Yeah. Yes. And that makes sense because with such a fast-paced life, you need things to be immediate.
Imagine like people doing Tai Chi. They're going to be crazy.
Yeah, that movement is a slow movement.
Right.
And Chinese medicine, it doesn't work right away.
It does. It doesn't work right away, but they're trying to figure out and help you cure from the root.
And I think maybe that's why appearance-wise, you know, Asians look younger because it's from the inside
from
out.
From the inside, yes.
You
yes.
know, you get to it.
Not just the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
It's instant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's the thing. It's also from Western medicine. So it's a different kind of thinking. Mm-hmm. But interesting is in Taiwan right now, we also apply Western medicine, of course. It's a big thing, surgery and all that, right?
Yeah.
But they are trying to do both, mm-hmm. trying to make both things happen, can work together and incorporate and mm-hmm. do it together. So Chinese medicine have some weird therapies.
Yes.
What have you experienced, Ximei?
With Chinese medicine?
Yeah.
It didn't happen to me.
Okay.
But my uncle, my mom's brother.
Right.
I'm sorry for calling you out, Jiujiu, my uncle, but this is crazy. It's that when he had, I don't know what, it might have been diabetes or some other condition at a time, that he had to drink his own pee. Yep.
Wow.
It's crazy. When I heard that, I imagined myself doing it, and I couldn't even imagine myself doing it.
Oh, wow. Did he get cured?
He did.
Wow.
He actually did.
How long?
I want to say a month.
That's not too bad.
That's not too bad. Just drinking your pee for one day is, you know, not
That's true. I'm sorry. Well, but thinking about get cured.
Yeah.
With your own thing.
Yeah.
I don't even have to go to the doctor.
Yeah. And I think the belief was that, you know, you're letting out whatever your body doesn't want, but that might be what your body needs.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I'm not the doctor, so I don't know.
Okay. That is a very great share. That's a great sharing. Because I thought I'm already gonna bring out something that you might think it's scary, like acupuncture or cupping, because that's gua sha, you know.
Yes.
There's a movie talking about gua sha.
Yeah.
Actually, like Chinese immigrants, the mm-hmm. grandfather did gua sha to the kid, mm-hmm. and then police saw it.
Oh, right.
They took him and they thought that the grandfather was abusing the children.
Right, because gua sha, Lasha, do you want to explain what gua sha is?
Gua sha is basically used, and traditionally you actually should use maybe like a ox horn, mm-hmm. and then made it into a shape. It's not like a, not spoon shape, but it's like a knife shape, kind of.
But not a knife.
Not a knife. It's not a knife. It's not sharp at all. It's very
flat.
Yeah, flat.
Flat and blunt. Flat yes. and blunt, yes.
Yeah. So then you use maybe, let's say, some herb ointment, mm-hmm. and you apply on it. Maybe some mint ointment or something.
Yes.
And then you just basically do from one direction mm-hmm. only.
It's like scraping
and
the spot.
And scraping your skin. Mm-hmm. And then they're saying that what it will turn into is my personal experience when I'm very sick and I actually did mm-hmm. it on my own neck.
Right.
And it turned purple black Ooh. Color. But when I'm normal, I do it. It's
chameleon.
Just normal. It's not even red.
But interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so, and then the purple black thing color looks like it's a bruise.
Yeah.
So that's why back to the story, the kid got, they thought he got abused because he was
yeah.
having a high fever and the grandfather was like, oh, I want to help you. And you
and
know,
it was doing that
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, and actually, I think in the end, the grandfather was put into jail.
What?
Because there's no proof. It's a long, long, long time ago of an immigrant story. It's a real movie. You can go check
it. Oh, it's a movie.
It's a movie. But okay. I think it's a real story too. It's
oh
from
my,
a real
I
story.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Sure.
And even more, I think, I don't remember if his son was also a attorney.
Oh.
Ironically. Okay, we have to double check with that movie.
Yeah.
It's talking about gua sha, and that is a real story and they made into a movie.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, with this, that's the thing about health, is that there are some crazy things that can happen with health.
Right.
You know, with gua sha and, you know, with pills working literally in, you know, 30 minutes and you feel better.
Yes, that's kind of scary too.
That is scary. And,
yeah.
But the fact that it works and people, that's part of people's life. And, you know, there's different ways of getting better and managing your health.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hope that you learned a little bit more about the different ways of managing your health in the Chinese culture and
yeah.
in the Western culture, because it's different.
Yes.
And it's not that it's bad or it's good. It's
yeah,
just
no right or wrong. It's just see whatever it works the best for your health and your body, feel the more comfortable.
That's exactly.
The important thing.
And so with that note, we'd like to leave you with a little food for thought. So what role does health play in your busy modern life? You know, with all these things going on in your life.
Yes.
How do you prioritize health?
Yes, that's a great question that you leave for
us. So please think about that and then have, you know, maybe you think about some other stuff that you never thought about you and health.
Yeah, we would like to hear your sharing as well. If you could leave a comment and let us know, we would love that.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Thank you for joining Fortune Cookie today. And please follow us on Facebook via the link on our page.
Yes, and episodes release every Sunday. So yes, please go like our Facebook page and follow us on Podbean. And remember to
love,
respect,
and thrive.
We'll see you all on the next episode.
See you next time.
Thank you. Bye.